Mashiach for the child in you. A Sicha by the Rebbe Melech Mashiach. Translated by Baruch Merker. How do the delicacies define the future glory of Geula? At the conclusion of Yad HaChazakah, Rambam rules as a Torah law that when Mashiach comes, there will be delicacies commonly available, like dust. In referring to delicacies, the intent is in the literal, material sense, tender beef and aged wine, for example. At first glance, the context of this law is in describing how things will be when Mashiach comes. In the Messianic era, Rambam rules, the Jewish people will be engaged in the pursuit of comprehending godliness. They will grasp knowledge of the Creator. How then is it appropriate to include in the description the concept that delicacies will be commonly available like dust? Delicacies are things that are connected with the body, viewed in its most despicable capacity, described in chapter 31 of Tanya as the skin of a snake. And the reason why delicacies will be commonly available like dust is not that they have any intrinsic value or virtue, but simply in order that Jews should not have to inconvenience themselves to acquire them. So how does the vast availability of delicacies contribute to defining the future glory of the Messianic era? However, in light of what has been explained earlier, when Rambam writes that when Mashiach comes, delicacies will be commonly available like dust, he means to explain the concept of Mashiach even to the likes of children, to whom delicacies are coveted. It would be futile to attempt to inspire a child by pointing out the breadth of Torah knowledge he will attain when Mashiach comes, for he does not yet understand the virtue of this knowledge. He must first grow up and mature before he can appreciate it. In order to truly engage and inspire a child, it is necessary to speak to him specifically about delicacies. It is for this reason that Rambam writes that with the advent of Mashiach, delicacies will be commonly available like dust. Nevertheless, upon closer analysis, it is apparent that Rambam is qualifying the value attributed to delicacies. That is, he is suggesting that they will be perceived as being superfluous and irrelevant, considered like dust. For the sole objective of the Jewish people in the Messianic era will be to fathom knowledge of their Creator, as above. Thus, Rambam specifically uses the term dust, with all its connotations of being something superfluous and undesirable. Mashiach is sweet as candy, not just lip service. Having said that, for the time being, delicacies are indeed coveted by a child, for which reason Rambam tells him that they will be commonly available like dust, in the simple sense, in great abundance, because it is specifically in this manner that his heart can be won over, and he will come to long for the Messianic era. This also sheds light on what was said above about educating children about Mashiach, that it is necessary to tell them that in the future era, candies and the like will be very plentiful. For at first glance, it is understood and obvious that the Torah would not command us to tell a lie of any sort. How can the Torah command us to educate a child in this manner, that in order to influence him, he is to be told that when Mashiach comes, there will be an abundance of candy? But since Rambam writes that with the advent of Mashiach, there will be delicacies commonly available like dust, it is understood that this is actually the way it will be, in truth. When we tell a child this, it is not just lip service, empty words, but the truth. It's just that they will not be steeped in the desire for candies then, as above. God sees it as an expression of love. Regarding children in particular, there is a profound medrash. On the verse in Shir Shirim, chapter 2, verse 4, V'digloi alai ahava, his banner over me is love, the medrash says, even the child who repeatedly jumps, medaleg, upon the mention of God's name, the Almighty says, V'dilugoi alai ahava, his jumping upon me is love. It is the nature of children to skip and run around prior to their learning or thereafter. But even when children frolic and jump upon divine names written on parchment, or in our times upon holy books, being ignorant of their sanctity, or even if they are aware, they cannot help themselves from doing so, the Almighty in His mercy says that although they are jumping upon me, He perceives it as an expression of love. That is, not only is it permitted for them to do so, The Almighty says that for him it is considered to be an expression of love, for it is being done by Jewish children, Tinaikas Shobes Rabban. Indeed, Yisrael, the Jewish people, is a lad, and I love him, it says in Hosea. The emphasis here is that the oral Torah goes so far as to elaborate on and enhance the written Torah's phraseology, changing, as it were, the written word from Vedigloi, his banner, to Vedilugoi, his jumping. This medrash shows to what extent one must take pains for the sake of Jewish children, to the point that even God himself forgoes his dignity for their sakes, permitting them to jump and dance upon his divine names, even proclaiming that for him this is seen as an expression of their love. From the address of Shabbos Parshas Truma, Tafshin Mem Aleph, Biltimuga.